It's my turn.
Movies.
Movies.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Monkey off my back.
Yeah. Finally. After 4 years.
Google Coffle. Google Coffle.
You cracked into it. All right.
Hey, movie fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And we are part of Dad's Movie Night. Three dads navigating the films of our youths. Trying to figure out whether or not we remembered them correctly.
It's hit or miss.
A lot of misses recently.
Well, I mean, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was really good.
That was super awesome. But Tank Girl.
So I...
Death Race 2000.
I read somewhere that Tank Girl was supposed to be way more awesome, and then they decided to screen it to a bunch of teenagers, and the teenagers were all like, no way, it should have more of this and this, and they listened to the teenagers.
Wait, they listened to teenagers in the 90s?
They listened to teenagers in the 90s, and that's why it, one, is so 90s, and two,
JNCO jeans? Come on, didn't we have enough hacky sack?
Lip smackers, and like sideways ponytails, and lots of neon. And then,
well, neon was the late 80s.
Well, it's early 90s.
I was also reading the internet, and I found out that was Ice-T's first million-dollar job. Tank Girl.
Wow. He got paid $1 million.
He got paid $1 million for that?
Yes, he did. Uh-huh.
I'm in the wrong business.
Wow.
His first million is the hardest one, apparently. Yeah.
I guess so. He worked for that one. Yeah. He, to be fair, he brought his A game.
I mean, yeah, you can't fault him. I don't think anybody is at fault in that movie except for the people who decided to let the teens screen it because they cut out a bunch of stuff. The director is still pissed.
So what are we doing tonight, guys? And answering three questions, Neil.
Wait, do you first want to tell us?
Is the answer Jumanji?
All of them.
For all of them. Jumanji, yeah. Jumanji. Not like Beetlejuice.
Okay. Candyman.
Mufasa.
So, we are answering some questions tonight. You are correct about
that. Yes. What is the first question that we usually answer, Neil?
The first question is the easiest question of all. Does the movie hold up?
It's certainly true. Now, the next question, Neil. Question number two.
Should the movie be remade, rebooted, recycled, removed from the earth?
Any other re's that you've got?
Rejected back to the jungles?
Reread, rejected, repainted?
I like it. Okay. We've covered a lot.
Recasted.
Recasted. Ooh.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Recast?
Well played.
This is too much. No.
And question number three.
You're nailing it. You're home stretch, buddy.
And
don't fuck up.
Question number three is, do we make our kids watch it as reward or punishment?
All right, you did it.
Come on, guys. Yeah, this is easy.
It's been a minute. You came right back like riding a bike.
You've practiced this a lot in front of the mirror before you came over tonight.
Weird.
So you didn't screw up.
I would never, Pete.
He's a professional.
I would never practice all the time.
Speaking of which, Jumanji, this is one of those movies that I feel like I know a lot about it, but I'm not sure I've ever seen it.
What? Really?
I know.
Wow.
I can't remember.
I could understand it, though. I mean, David Alan Greer? A lot.
I know, him.
Do you know he's...
In Living Color?
Yeah.
Do what you want.
So he was actually... really on the up and up. And this movie came out, what, 95?
It was 95.
And so In Living Color was ending right around that time.
Yeah.
Because, like, In Living Color was probably, like, 90 to 93. I think it only had, like, a three-year run on it.
Something like that. But it had quite a cast.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
As one of the Fly Girls.
Yeah. Jim Carrey as Conan the Librarian.
Damon Wayans.
The Wayans.
All of the Wayans. Pretty much In Living Color was the Wayans and a couple other guys.
And a couple other people, yep. Ah, we missed that show. So, we are watching Jumanji. Brian, what do you remember?
So, I saw it in theaters.
As did I.
And I remember renting it, I think, on Laserdisc.
Whoa.
Right? So, I had to flip it halfway through the movie.
Kid.
You know? Like, we had all Again, though, you know what the lamest thing ever is? A Laserdisc.
Where you have to flip it over.
You have to flip it over. Like, all of a sudden, be like, flip over. So, you have to get up, walk over, and flip over your record-size Laserdisc to then...
But the quality was just uncomparable.
It was not worth it. But I remember a lot of it. I remember it being kind of scary. Like, it was pretty intense. And then it was also one of those movies where they started using, like, really high-quality 3D animation.
Yes.
Because this was post-Jurassic Park.
Yes. Jurassic Park came out in 93.
Right. So we were, this was like, hey, you can really get some crazy things going on. Like, you're going to be shocked at what you see. So yep. I'm curious how that will hold up. But I really liked it. I enjoyed it. Also, I feel as though in my head, Robin Williams was already like 50 when he played it. So, like, supposedly he's supposed to be like in his 30s. Because the character spends 20 years in the jungle. I don't know.
When was Good Will Hunting? Like 2 years later?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 97.
Okay.
So, yeah. And wasn't like Patch around the, that right. time? And
so, he did a, this is timeless. He always seems like he's been 45 for like
no, most of his career. No, he's like the bicentennial man.
He's a fur-bearing mammal. They age well.
So that's what I remember. I think I remember all the big details. I really like the father-son metaphors and relationships.
Mm-hmm. And you know a lot about the movie, but you don't think you
I feel it. Like I do. And you're right. I got the sense is like, I couldn't remember if it was really scary or if now that I'm a grown-up, I was like, oh, there was a lot of scary stuff in there.
We just, I don't know. 90s kids took a lot of violence and stride. Did.
Yeah.
Didn't have really much did. Choice. Yeah, I've seen this a handful of times over the years, but it has probably been a good 15 years at least since I've seen it. Maybe maybe longer.
I think I could say 20.
I know that, like, you know, we know with the reboots that have already happened, Jumanji 1 and 2 with the ever so charming Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart.
Very funny.
And Jack Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the challenges are real to complete the game. Like, we know what the whole movie's about, right? More or less. And some of those animal challenges, and the hunter. Who's the hunter guy? I think, isn't it the same guy from Jurassic Park that was the hunter?
Australian guy?
The Australian guy?
Maybe.
I feel like it's the same guy.
But I do know it's the same actor who plays his dad. Oh. So, I mean, hence the metaphor.
Oh, yeah. I didn't pick up on that.
Well... It might be the same.
I'm going to need some scotch and ice cream to jog my memory.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. But I will say what I found interesting was that while the movies that with The Rock are a sequel in spirit to this movie was really based on the book and really followed what happened in the book a lot
mm-hmm.
more
mm-hmm.
with kids playing a
cursed board game. A cursed board game.
Yeah.
Like a Ouija board.
Yeah, but brings out that, animals instead of demons.
Yeah, and the demons don't actually attack you. They just talk to you and tell you weird, creepy stuff. But these are like actual animals that are going to come out and kill you.
Yeah, this movie could be a little intense. We're going to need that whiskey.
Let's go get some whiskey, guys.
I'm ready.
Right, my body is ready.
We're going to get ice cream, we're going to get scotch, and we'll be back in 2 seconds. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I don't want to play Jumanji.
Roll the dice. Move the player.
In the jungle, you must wait until the die reads 6 or 8.
Did you do that in a Werner Herzog voice?
Who? It was a jungle. The unrelenting jungle. The hostility. You've been watching too much Mandalorian. We'll be right back.
And we're back. Like Alan Parrish after 26 years of wiping his butt with banana leaves.
Oh.
Spoiler.
Did he make banana leaf pie?
I mean, one does not eat banana leaves.
Is he lost in the jungle guy? The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. So the whole movie is about a fucked up relationship with your father.
And how, if you're a black police officer in the world of Jumanji, they're going to mess up your car.
Yeah, some of that stuff was interesting choices. Decisions were made. But anyways, let's not go dark too early.
Two-sentence synopsis.
Does anyone want to volunteer? I don't mind.
I almost feel like we should roll the die and see what the Jumanji board tells us.
Why don't you roll the die? Where's your die?
I don't want to. I mean, it's in my pocket.
Roll it.
Everyone's going to have to wait as I dig into my pocket.
It's part of the audio effects here.
Okay. I rolled a 15, so I can move 15 spaces. And it says, this movie was short and sweet. None of the characters you want to meet.
Ooh. As long as it rhymes, it'll work. Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Everything has to be a rhyming couplet. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Neil, your turn.
Go ahead and roll the die.
That's a 20.
I got a 20.
All right, so everything rhymes with cradle then?
Let's see here. If your childhood sucked, then your grown-up life will too. Mm. Jumanji is a bad game, but it has nothing to do with the Jew.
What? I mean, he's wrong. He's
You're
not
wrong.
Wrong,
not wrong, but
it fell apart there at the end. I'm working on it.
We didn't watch Schindler's List.
You did hook it back, though. I just you're not right. Okay. There were no
Jews.
I
don't know what a Jumanji is.
Okay, fair enough. As the representative Jew in the room, I will say that that was hilarious.
I guess you'll allow
it. I'm in.
19.
Wow, that's some great rolls.
Great rolls. It doesn't help me in my adventure, however. Okay, my two-sentence synopsis.
Or just a rhyming couplet.
In a world.
It's got to rhyme, Pete.
Where everything can eat you. Watch out for overacting. From Shatner's Protégés.
Two.
Yes, it'll work. It was so much wonderful overacting.
Are you still rhyming? Or
is this David Alan Grier's face when the monkeys are shining their guns at him.
Was that a Stephen King joke?
Gun shine?
I don't know. I'm just putting words together now.
All right. Monkey Shines.
Monkey Shines.
Yeah. That's a movie.
Yeah. Movies.
Those movies. I tried.
Yeah, but nice work, guys. I think that was a
for,
nice...
For off the cuff, that...
Yeah, okay. Nice inspired way to do a two-sentence synopsis.
We should do this more often.
Well, now we... Yeah. Just we rhyming couplet.
Rhyme... Okay, so question number one. Because I'm a little split on this one. The story, the acting... Totally held up. The movie moved for me. I was entertained. I was more or less locked in. But I kind of know the set pieces of where they're going. And, you know, you could come in and out from the screaming.
Right. Every time, like, someone screamed, it's where you need to look at the screen.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what's the next one? Ah, the spiders. I remember them spiders. they were awful. Like, some of the practical effects just did not age well.
Well, I think it's because...
Actually, let me rephrase. All of the practical effects did not age well.
If they had mixed some of the more practical with some of the 3D to help, like, smooth the shortcomings of each one, it would have been better. Like, I thought the lion was very cool, laying in bed and was yawning, and
yeah,
that was cool. But the spiders
like,
were a little...
They actually took the, like, a pelican from a cartoon and then tried to make a, like, model of it in real life when a pelican stole the... board yeah, game at one point.
And why a pelican?
It was his friend too, right? When he was talking to it, he's like, Neville, why would you?
What the shit, Neville? Yeah. The board made me do it.
The board made me. Can I point out before we even really get into this that is probably one of the best opening lines to a movie I've ever heard.
Oh, how did it go exactly?
Don't worry. It's just a pack of wolves. Oh, okay.
Well, but it kind of makes sense because all the shit they've dealt with the animals yeah, they right. faced. Who gives a fuck about regular wolves?
Don't worry, it's only Pennywise. We've got real problems over here.
Yeah, perspective. Yeah, after watching that movie, not so bad.
Right, like because now you go back to that opening sequence and they're like, oh yeah, like they could give a shit about wolves. They're like, yeah, no problem. But like, you know,
I just fought off
dart
a rhino.
Shooting anus, cat anus flowers. That's a whole totally different.
It's a real problem. All right. How about you, Neil?
Well, because I can't really say whether or not it held up because I'm just going to assume I didn't see it before. But was this a comedy or a horror movie that we just watched?
I mean, if it wasn't Robin Williams, like if they didn't have
no,
a slapstick.
He is not playing comedy here. This is horror. This is like the Fly.
This is on the creepier end of Robin Williams.
I don't think it's quite. But I feel like this is an action movie. It's not a comedy. It's an action movie.
Like, honestly, this is going to be a segue for question two, because, like, I'm, you know, foreshadowing here. Like, I'd love to see this really dark.
You like, always want to go dark.
No, you know, it's because I don't like going to see scary movies, but I just want to, like, imagine, like, cool movies. I'm like, oh, wouldn't this be great as, like, a real,
yeah,
like, a real, a more grittier version of this. Like, a, you know, the reboot that they did was pretty good, but it's still charming. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you got Kevin Hart, Jack Black, it's comedy.
I enjoyed the reboot.
But, I enjoyed it too.
But yes, but well, that was still straight up comedy, like very funny, where this was, there were some, it was Robin Williams kind of bringing levity to some very tense scenes.
Yes. Yeah. I think the characters played their roles very differently. Just the story is like a horror movie, basically. And then you had everything ranging from, you know, David Alan Grier being kind of a comedic buffoon, sort of, to really Robin Williams being scary for a lot of it, like being angry and kind of being creepy and weird. And
yeah, well, this is when you start seeing his range as an actor. Like these late 90s movies that he was doing, he was getting into, what were the ones we were talking about?
60 Minute Photo
and Insomnia. Like those are some, and you know, he did Awakenings at this time. You know, Good Will Hunting was just 2 years later. You're seeing him step into these weightier, like more mature roles instead of just a strict comedy.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, and the movie would jump around to whatever genre it felt like, despite the fact that it was kind of a horror story, really.
Well, you're absolutely right. Like this evil, cursed game is throwing them coked out animals to really wreck their shit. Every time you roll the die, it's something terrible.
Yeah, we were making Hellraiser jokes. Yeah.
Guys, you know, like, guys, I got a great idea. Oh my god, we're gonna pitch this movie. It's gonna be amazing. What we need is fucked up goat monkeys. Monkeys everywhere. They fuck shit up. They drive everything. Oh my god, they know how to shoot guns. It's gonna be awesome.
Well, again, it's based on a book because that's what happens in the book. Like the kids are playing games.
But the monkeys were like sentient. They're like, I know how to use a shotgun.
Well, in the book, it was just the animals
driving
just
motorcycles
appeared and be like, oh no, they're not monkeys in the kitchen. There's some, like, it wasn't like they are literally stampeding and wrecking shit. It was just, and now they're here. What's next?
Mm.
Yeah. These were all angry.
And
everything.
Instead of like, you know, having the real, when the real stampede came through town, or anytime the stampede came through, they would always try and soften it at the end to have like the slowpoke fat rhino. Like huffing and
puffing. Yeah, the Cartman rhino at the end.
The Cartman rhino.
That was pretty inspired.
Cheesy Pips. You know, but they try and soften it because if they just left it as like serious, like a stampede just came through and fucked everything up, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like they're dealing with animals and then Alan gets, you know, Lord Puffin Stuff coming in to like shoot him. Who's literally
Lord
like,
Puffin Stuff.
He was fantastic.
He was great, but like, oh my god, guys. Like, there is literally a guy whose sole purpose
is... We need to make a...
You rolled the dice poorly, and now I hunt you,
Alan. So next week in the merch store, we're just going to have a picture of Van Pelt, right? But it's going to say Lord Puffin Stuff.
Or Huffin Stuff.
Yeah. Puffin Stuff or Huffin Stuff?
I like Huffin Stuff.
I like Puffin Stuff.
Oh. Puffin Stuff. Is he, you know, Puffin Stuff? Or is he Huffin Stuff?
You know what? I think we could have two versions.
Oh, it's like player one, player two.
So I'll turn it over to you, Brian, but I'll just say like this movie really epitomized the 90s to me as far as how just jointed and batshit and kind of fun, but really not the way you remember it.
Oh, the 90s.
The 90s.
College.
I was entertained. Like, I thought this was pretty solid, but again, the plot really stops, you know, once they start playing the game a second time, and it's just, and now everything crazy is happening.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, you know, I'm like, oh, look at my phone, I can check on this, like, oh, someone's met, okay. And I can look up and see, like, oh, yeah, as you said, Pete, like, oh, yeah, the spiders, man, those are, well, that's unheld up, but, you know, so creepy, cool. Go back down, yeah. Like, oh, they're doing this, like, there's nothing happening except a zany, crazy thing.
I was kind of half expecting when they went up to the attic, like Falcor was just going to like start coming
down. Oh, I know. There's so many shots of kids discovering stuff in an attic with that round window and the light pouring through. Yeah.
Could be anything.
Uh-huh.
I like the point, like they, for some reason, just going back to the attic, like they get the board game after they fish it out of the river and like, well, we have to get back to the house. And Neil, you made the point. Why? Okay, so we had a technical snafu happen. We've been talking to absolutely no recording device whatsoever for the last 30 minutes. We had Comedy Gold, but that's okay.
It was so good.
We had, I mean, it was great. There was that song and dance number that Neil did, and then...
I broke into a chorus of Raspberry Beret at one point.
I mean, it was magical, but that's okay. It's okay. We're not
Speaking
recording.
Speaking of berets, why was she wearing a beret?
Because it was the 90s. Oh, everyone had a beret.
No, because it was Frasier's ex-wife.
Yeah,
and she wear a beret in Cheers as well? Anyways,
I don't know.
Let's recapture the magic.
So, let's go on to question two. We talked about reboot. So, would you guys reboot this? Now, Neil, I think you came up with a great solution, but we'll start. Pete, you had.
So, this is a horror movie. This is in my mind. I'm thinking here like this is serious dark shit, and I know Robin Williams is. You know, the comedic actor, and he's always extemporaneously like throwing shit at the wall, and everything seems to stick because he's so funny. But I wanted, like, he was coming into his own as like a dramatic actor at this time in the late 90s. Like, this is where all of his dramatic roles were going to be. And you could see that in here. Like, you had said it yourself. He's scary in this.
There isn't any funny dialogue, it's all the actors bringing.
So I want to see this dark, either like they go in, you know, if we reboot it, like Kirsten Dunst is the daughter and she's all grown up and like somehow she has to like find it again or something. I don't know. Just it's got to be like maybe the Jumanji's going crazy and like tearing up the world and making Russia invade Ukraine and like throwing COVID at people. Like,
yeah.
And it's all in rhyming couplets.
Things could it be worse with just Jumanji taking? I'd rather the Jumanji taking over the world like than what we've got now.
Mosquitoes in New Hampshire in February. Yes, please. They're going to die tonight.
Well, that's a direction. I like I kind of just like the whole action adventure. Like, I would want more of like Alan Parrish to be like an action star coming back, like that he's spent all the time in the jungle. Like, I want him to help like shepherd these two kids through the trials of Jumanji as it attacks the world as they finish the game. I would have nixed the whole love story, so I'd reboot it that way. But I really like what Neil came up with.
Well, when you said horror movie, to me, a lot of horror movies, you're almost rooting for the bad guy. You don't necessarily care about any of the people. Mm-hmm. I thought I didn't care about a lot of the people in this. I liked the Jumanji version of the dad, Van Pelt. But I would be interested to see more of the story of the kids at the very beginning with your favorite quote. Where he said, don't worry about it. It's just a pack of wolves.
Just a pack of wolves.
I want to know what their story is. And that could be pretty rad.
That would be awesome. That's like the first 20 minutes of Wolverine Origins, right?
Yes, exactly.
Part of the movie worth watching.
exactly.
Yeah, it is weird having all of the natural stuff take over a city. Like, what would it be like back in the 1800s or whenever those kids were?
And keep in mind that in the 1800s, well, it was 1869.
You're possessed by the devil.
Those two boys would have been experiencing this. They don't know what monkeys are, what rhinoceros, elephants. It would be like, what the shit? Like, it would be a mind fuck. But that'd be cool. I'm all for watching your movie.
Like, just snort some coke and be like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, we got monkeys, we got all the monkeys. I want to be a monkey. Can I be a monkey?
Back then.
Oh, they had coke.
The best thing you do is put a bee up your nose.
Dude, back then in 1903 when they last made those bullets for Van Pelt's gun, coke was made with coke.
Yeah, but that was Van Pelt, not boys in 1869.
Okay, so I've heard you say like a version where Jumanji takes over the world. You were talking about how awesome that would be. You had a good question. Would you play the game?
Yes.
Knowing what you know now.
Adults that we are right now, we suddenly find the board game Jumanji.
Nope. Not playing.
And as I said, but you know that from what we've seen, and also with the sequels, that when you play Jumanji, that it, one, sort of guides you and will like allow you to, like, you will succeed. through trial and hardship, but then you will be a better person for it.
Brian, that's not possible.
Which is what you said. And yes, Pete, you are pretty much at 99%, but how do you know you can't be better?
Like I said, been there, done that.
Because he's already, I've already played the game.
He's already played too. To quote a shitty movie, life is good, but it could be better. So that's me. I would 100% play this game.
And then that made me realize the actual reboot I want is a meta Jumanji where you guys know you're playing it and that's the game.
Oh, even
one
better.
Person doesn't want to, one wants to, and no. He just starts it.
Zuckerberg finds it. Oh, he puts it in the metaverse, and then we meet in the metaverse to meta play new Jumanji metaverse.
I want none of that.
Wearing the outfits that we normally wear in the metaverse.
And then I also made the point, you could be playing Jumanji, and oh no, like, I'm now trapped in the jungle. I must wait until the dice read 5 or 8, and I can just disappear into Jumanji jungle.
Now, question, what if you grow so old and you just die in Jumanji, and then someone rolls a 5 or 8, do you come back alive again?
I just come back as a skeleton. I mean, who knows? But at the end, whenever it gets solved, it allows me to, like, zip back to when I first played it. More learned and confident than I was before. I mean, that's just all
good
bonus.
Point. I think Kirsten Dunst died, right? And well, she got brought back.
She was hit with the toxins that put her to sleep.
She got hit in the jugular with a poisonous dart.
Three poisonous darts.
And to be fair, like that, like we don't like she's very slight. Like those sleep things are either you fall asleep, it doesn't affect you, or you die.
I think she died and came back.
So everything, like I said, everything came back better at the end of the movie. He fixed things with his dad. He was more confident. Carl got to be like part of like a shoe inventor and make tons of money, become famous. His company's still doing well. He ends up hiring the Kirsten Dunst's parents so they don't die in Canada and so they don't become orphans. Like everything is better because they played this game. Ergo, I'm playing this game, guys.
Who would be some actors you'd want to see in a Jumanji?
Brian William Yucks.
Perfect casting, Brian.
And done.
I'm getting locked into this idea. It's a documentary.
Next week, we're going to have a board game here. It's a board game night. Dad's board game night.
Just Brian did a lot of shrooms and coke and thought he was in Jumanji. Yada, yada, yada.
And he threw up on the couch.
You kidding me? Like I like skinned the couch and was wearing it like a fur. As a loincloth.
Speaking of fur babies, Peter... what was he turning into?
A monkey for cheating. Also, yeah, bold move, kid. You're going to cheat the magical game.
Bold. That was a choice.
Yeah.
Let's see how this one works out. No.
Well, you're lucky it just turned you into a monkey boy.
But, like, was it a monkey? Because
he had a tail.
I know, but there's a lot of...
And he kept going... Which sounded kind of like a dog, but...
Exactly.
He started to look a little like Ice-T in the last movie.
Yeah. Does he get to have Laura Petty? Because, again, there might be silver linings for Monkey Kangaroo Boy.
Again, it makes you a better person by playing.
Live his best life.
Turn me into a monkey. Put me in the jungle. Whatever.
Sign me up. Whatever.
The best thing about it is,
I'm still on board.
That was such a good point that you brought up. Like, dude, your life today, you could go away and have it all to yourself in silence and solitude for 26 years. And then you'd come back to this moment as if no time had passed at all.
Like all
and
that any, does any sound... drama problems right now, you just phase that out and then someone runs
but
to 5
here's
rate.
The thing.
Sure.
Would you be like, as I'm approaching the 26-year mark or like or whenever like coming back, I'd start getting anxiety like, oh God, I'm going to have to go back to parenting.
Well, it's been so long. No idea. Like, you have to just wait. You have to wait until someone rolls a 5 or 8. So what that would mean is like, guys, we're playing. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I get sucked in the game. And you guys are like, how long should we give them? Because I might sit there and be like, I have 20 minutes.
Oh, so we're in agreement. Oh, are we trying to manipulate the magical game?
Can you imagine? Well, Brian's not sucked in. So how long do we give them? And I'm like, 2 weeks? 3? A year? Maybe 10 years? Like... I don't know, like how? Oh, that's a problem.
Because then we all go back too, and we have to start over.
You remembered everything that happened. This is like a Back to the Future. You're like Biff. You're gonna know everything.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna know that. Well, except they started phasing it. Well, they remember. No, they remember key things. That is true. He's like,
oh my God. So yeah, she remembered everything.
Everything.
Oh man,
like betting on World Series.
You're gonna be
Biff Tannen.
She was sort of messed up from it, but now she's less messed up. But yeah, she's already been through high school. She probably got her high school diploma, so she's like, "Well, this is a."
And they waited, so they got together. Like clearly, after they came back, they were teenagers, and 26 years later, they're having their first kid. Yeah. And they're already 13. Yeah,
because they waited. Dunst was the same age.
Though. Yeah, so they're like waiting until like their late 30s. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They made choices. Maybe it's not the first kid. Maybe they decided to hold off on having kids for a while. They wanted to just...
Well, she said we don't have kids yet. She was joking with, you know, the not-yet parents.
I'm like, I'm not, you know...
We don't know their story.
We don't know their story. Well, we do. Look,
you don't know.
They made a whole movie.
We do. But you know what? Again, I stand by my statement. I'm going in Jumanji. Like, I got nothing to lose.
You're Jumanji.
I'm Jumanji. I'm going to go like, this is hang out with Coco.
Yeah, I'm supporting.
Wait, are we... is it Jumanjing or Jumanji-ing?
Jumanji-ing.
Jumanji-ing.
Because it's Jumanji-ing. You can't feel like I'm Jumanji-ing.
With an E-E.
Jumanji-ing.
Okay.
Jumanji-ing. Okay.
Jumanjing.
I wanted to say Jumanjing.
Yeah. That sounds like you're going to go manja.
So... That's our second T-shirt is would just be Jumanjing.
Jumanjing.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Would we have our kids watch it?
Yeah. Of
course. We all said yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing wrong here.
They probably didn't see the sequel. Like this was fun. Just it was very frenetic.
Yeah, that was the pace of this movie was just, and I just really enjoyed the overacting. I really, really did.
It was good stuff.
All right, what are we going to do next, guys?
This is the hard part. So in the text today, you had said Weekend at Bernie's.
Little Giants. And then we came up with The Battle for Endor.
The Battle for Endor.
And which that's in a jungle. I feel like we could do with the jungle theme.
I'm not going to look up what we were talking about. You can look up on IMDb, like, what movie we should... There was the one that we were talking about.
Robin Williams.
No, it was a Joe Johnson director.
But, you know, we did just do... I just realized we did just do Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which is kind of their Lost in the Jungle.
Yeah.
Urban Jungle.
Yeah, true.
And this is Jungle. So maybe we've done the Jungle, so we could start something new.
Okay. Tentatively Weekend at Bernie's. Or Gung Ho.
Oh.
That was something...
I haven't seen Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, I also brought up The Fisher King, if we were going to stick on Robin Williams.
I never watched The Fisher King. Did you watch that as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Dark.
Okay.
Very dark.
Explains a lot.
Very, very dark.
Well, how about we make... We'll make a game time decision.
Okay.
Cool.
I like it.
All right.
You guys can reach us at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Check us out. And we now are available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, and I think iHeartRadio now.
And you can also just call us up through Facebook or Facebook Messenger and we'll talk that part. To you.
Yeah.
We'll just talk at you. But you're going to get what you're going to get.
Until the ice cream and whiskey runs out.
Yeah. Sure. You call me at 2 in the morning. You're getting 2 in the morning, Brian. Good luck.
That's my favorite Brian. I've seen that Brian.
It's a thing to behold. And
up at Trout Club?
It.
Oh, my God. All right. All right, guys. Until next week, any parting words?
We did it once again. Had a lot of fun.
Always. I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
I'm Neil.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Jumanji.
Necronomicon.
Oh, yeah. Ash Williams. You guys were spot on. That would have made this movie 100 times better.
So many OSHA violations. Seriously, hey, the owner's kid just got beat up again. He's walking through the work site. Let him. It's the 60s. No one gives a shit.
Well, we're a union. We're on lunch break. Fuck that kid.
Fuck that kid.
No, he's just steal my power tools. Yeah.
He walked up to that wall of mud, all I could think of was, like, this is Evil Dead.
Yeah. There's literally, like, no one gave a fuck about kids in that town. He just got, like, curb stomped by 4 other bigger kids, and all the adults were like...
Who were riding, like, prostate-killing banana seat bicycles? How are they the thugs of their small New England town?
You know, big fish, little pond.
What was that comment of, like, this is New England. Like, where in New England? There are 6 states here. Anyways, later.